Good evening. Welcome to the Hipster Mama. I'm Thea. And on tonight's podcast, I'm just going to talk about some money-saving life skills that we all need to know and put into practice, if not on a regular basis, at least every once in a while. For those of us who didn't learn these skills growing up, these are just some skills that I've come up with that I wish I had learned a little bit more of when I was younger, and I wish I had taking the time to actually teach myself. So this podcast is also rooted in a little regret, if you will, because I wish I had learned a lot of these important life skills. Now, some of these I have th that I have that are on this list that I'm going to talk about tonight, but then there are others that I wish I had. I wish I had in greater intensity. And another reason that I'm doing this podcast on the topic of money saving life skills is that I think about millennials and those of the end of generation behind millennials. I would consider myself a millennial, but my daughter would fall into the Gen Z or digital native category, so that would be her generation. And I'm really concerned about some of the is as far as the lack of life skills that many among the younger generation do not have. And it's also important because we just for basic survival, for self-sufficiency, and just to be able to make do with what we have. We're living in a time when, yes, we live in a digital age, and there's online banking. You have ATMs all over the different cities, so it's so convenient. There's debit cards, you have the credit cards. We're increasingly moving towards a cashless society, if you will. But even in light of those things, there's still some things that are best done the old school way, right? And so on tonight's episode, that's what we're going to discuss. And so without further ado, I'm just going to get right into it. So tonight's episode is dealing with money saving life skills. And yes, just about every skill on this list could save us some money, and in some way, in some form or fashion, these skills can save us quite a bit of money. And we can spend less money on having to hire a professional, unless the situation is really extreme and where we just don't have much of a choice, or it would be too hazardous for us to do on our own. In that case, I would say definitely hire a professional. But just for the minor things, I think just some good old DIY can save us money. So let's move on. Let's move to the first thing. The first life skill that would really save money is just some basic car maintenance skills, such as knowing how to fix a flat tire, how to change the oil in your car, how to pump gas, just things like that. How to wash a car, just in fact, and just skills of how to give your car a deep cleaning inside and out, as far as vacuuming, such as vacuuming your car, and just basic car maintenance. That is especially an important money saving life skill. It could reduce your trips to the mechanic if you have some basic working knowledge of how your car operates. There may be times when you have to refer to your car's instructions and pamphlet at times just to see what's up. And also, thanks to online videos from YouTube and Vimeo and Daily Motion and blogs and magazines, and even your older relatives who are very skilled at maintaining their cars, these are all good sources of information as to learning how you can practice better car maintenance so that you can save money and you won't always have to keep making repeated trips to the mechanic. So I would say car maintenance, just some of the basic car maintenance skills, would really go a long way in saving money. And the next one is sewing. Yes. I was talking to my mom, and then I looked at a few other videos just dealing with housekeeping. And my mom mentioned this, others have talked about this too, but that it seems to be that sewing is now becoming a lost art. And I, even as I say this, I don't have a lot of basic sewing skills, and that goes back to the top of the show why I'm doing a program like this, because sewing is something that will definitely save us money. It really would. Everything from just sewing the buttons that fell off your shirt or your shirt or your shorts or dress, just knowing how to sew that button back on taking up the hem in your pants or dress pants or your jeans, just making basic alterations. Even the projects that don't really require a lot of sewing, even that can help. That's really good for home decor. So that way, you don't have to spend a ton of money on decorative items at some of the major stores if you have some really basic, really good sewing skills. So sewing is a definitely an important money-saving life skill. So if you are a parent or if you're a grandparent, I think if there's one skill that you want to teach your kids and grandkids, it's especially I would say, if you can incorporate sewing lessons when you are training your children to do different life skills. If you're a homeschooling parent, it's really important. I think that's one skill that you want to incorporate in your life skills training is sewing. And if you're not good at sewing, or if your parents are not really good at it, I'm sure there are many different community centers, maybe colleges, or libraries all across different cities that offer free or even affordable sewing classes on weekends or on certain days of the week. So if you want to, I think that'd be a really good thing to get your kids involved in so that they can learn basic sewing skills. I'm not talking about trying to train them to be fashion designers or anything like that, although they may catch the fashion bug in the process of them learning how to sew and getting better at it. But just to for them to learn some basic sewing skills, I believe that can really save them money. They won't have to keep going to the tailor. They won't have to keep going to the seamstress as often if they have some of those same basic sewing skills. And sewing can be fun depending on what kind of things you're doing with this skill. Maybe you're putting cute little patches on your jeans, or maybe you're trying to, or maybe you're trying to create a maybe, or if it's just making a brand new shirt out of a dress that you don't really wear anymore, but you want to turn it into a shirt. Just some good sewing skills can help you achieve that, and you save money on clothes. So I would say sewing would be pretty high as far as money saving life skills. So we're gonna move on to the next one, and that's gardening. My late grandmother had a green thumb. She really did. She had a strong green thumb. She loved it. Every spring, I remember we would always hang out at Lowe's or Home Depot, sometimes Ace's Hardware, but not nearly as we did Lowe's and Home Depot. One of the things that it's like in our family, you knew it was spring when my late grandmother would have us go to Lowe's or Home Depot, or I would go with her to pick out some seeds for the vegetables. Some of the crops that she has grown in the past include jalapenos, okra, cucumber. I think even one time she grew eggplant. And she tried to grow tomatoes over the years, but it never really worked out for her. So as a result, she just stuck to what she felt worked. And the best crops that worked for her were the jalapeno peppers, the okra, definitely, the cucumbers. And I just want to toss in one other memory. I bought a packet of lima bean seeds. And so I took a pot and I planted the seeds, put the soil in and everything like that. But at the time, I wasn't too aware of how it was supposed to go. So my late grandmother helped me out a little bit, and she had a family friend who would come over and help her with the garden, help her plant and so on. So they revamped the lima beans that I bought, and they replanted them. They tweaked it a little bit, tweaked the strategy of planting them. And I would say by right around the time Thanksgiving happened, we must have had at least 3 or 4 bags of lima beans because we planted quite a bit. And that was part of our Thanksgiving dinner that year. And I was just so proud of myself that the seeds that I, those lima beans that I planted, that helped provide a side dish for the rest of our Thanksgiving food. And that is one memory with my late grandmother that I will never forget. And it was just wonderful. So, you may not be extremely passionate about gardening. I get that, because I'm not the most passionate person about gardening either. Not nearly as passionate as my late grandmother was. But I really do believe that you can save money just by growing some of your own food. Even if you are growing your own basil, your own cilantro, if you're growing some thyme or oregano, even just growing some fresh herbs. Even if you don't want to grow vegetables or flowers, even if you're just growing some herbs indoors in a container, Even that can save you money. I was at the store not too long ago and I looked at the prices of some of the herbs. The prices of these herbs ran between $2 and $3 per packet of herbs, and you can shave half of that price off by growing your own herbs. So just something to think about. And so I would say gardening would be an important money-saving life skill. And we're going to go on to the next one, and that's cooking meals from scratch. There's a reason why people will say things like that. There's just nothing like mama's cooking. It's nothing like grandma's cooking, or the way great grandmother used to cook her biscuits, or the way she used to make her vegetable soup. That was because for decades past, that was people possessed this an amazing skill of taking just humble ingredients, just taking simple ingredients, not fancy, but they turned it into something that would be considered a fancy meal just from a handful of ingredients. We a lot of times home cooks, they knew which herbs went with certain types of meat or dishes. They knew just the right amount of sugar or vanilla to put in their dessert recipes, and they loved it to cook it. Not only that, but many home cooks, they enjoyed that. They put a smile on their face to be able to put a smile on other people's faces through their cooking, and it's just something about Sunday dinners. I notice nowadays we don't really I don't think Sunday meals, or even a family dinner period, family meal period, it seems to be really dying out. I know it hasn't died out completely, but now we're living in a time where convenience food, fast food, packaged food, and any other type of processed food rather, has replaced many of these convenience foods altogether are now starting to replace those delicious homemade meals that put a smile on so many people's faces in decades past. And now it seems like we have a shortcut for this, we have a shortcut for that, and we're not taking the time to really cook the food, or take enough time to actually prepare the food. And now we're rushing the cooking process nowadays. So, and but as, and as a result, we waste money on the fast food. If you look at a combo meal at a fast food place now, it runs between $3 and $4, maybe even $5, or even as high as $6 sometimes, depending on where you go. And instead of buying fast food night after night, or eating out at a restaurant night after night, it would be much better to call your mom, call your grandmother, an uncle, an aunt, even older siblings, your in-laws even, or look at some really good recipe books, and or even just some nice, just or you can and you can always get some inspiration from Pinterest. But I'm a really big fan of Pinterest, and Pinterest has never-ending recipes for any type of staple you can think of: chicken recipes, beef recipes, pork, Chinese food. They I mean, the site even has copycat recipes of frozen coffee, the same expensive frozen coffee that you might get at the local coffee house. You can make that for even cheaper. So that's another thing to consider. So I would say, if you can just start cooking more of your meals from scratch and understand how certain recipes work, how to make them, you really can save some money. And with that said, we're going to take a break and we're going to return with some more money-saving life skills. Okay, welcome back. This is the Hipster Mama, and right now we're gonna start part two of our show tonight. And for those who didn't catch the first segment, we're talking about money saving life skills. So far, we mentioned car maintenance, sewing, gardening, and cooking meals from scratch. So now we're gonna continue with the second half of this, and this one is knowing how to treat minor medical ailments such as common cold, flu, or fever. A runny nose, stuffy nose, ear aches, or if your ear is stopped, or in other words, you may have an earwax buildup in your ear. Just knowing how to do that would do just some basic home remedies. And the reason I brought this up is because a lot of this can keep you from having to make repeated trips to the ER. If we look at the cost of just a visit to the ER, not to mention the treatment that you get while you're in the ER, it can get really pricey. But I also believe that we can prevent a lot. We can really avoid having to go to the ER just by knowing how to treat some of the most minor medical ailments. Like I said, if it's an earache, if you're having a really bad headache, if you're coming down with a cold, actually there are even ways that you can fight off the cold even as you're experiencing it, even right before it really starts to get worse. There are ways you can combat it with vitamin C, and that could be through drinking orange juice, taking vitamin C, tablets. And some and also I just want to mention something too. While we're talking about getting over a cold, one thing that I have done was drink hot tea, but I would toss in a little apple cider vinegar in it. I would just put a little bit in there in my hot tea, and I would drink it repeatedly throughout the day. In addition to any other liquids like such as chicken noodle soup, and that's another thing. Soup can help you too. Really hot soup is really good in getting over a cold. Or what if your child is constipated? I had to, that. That's a situation I had with my daughter a few days ago. She was really, really constipated, but it wasn't severe where I had to bring her to the ER. It wasn't. I'll just share how I helped her get over her constipation. What I did was I just increased her water intake. So I just started giving her a lot of water, just plenty of water. I cut back on the dairy. I didn't give her the ice cream. I didn't give her cheese because I know that tends to that could really cause the constipation if a person eats that too much, be it a child or a grown up. And so I cut back on her dairy while she was going through her constipation because I knew it would make her constipation worse. Instead, I just replaced it with a lot of fluids. Now, I still gave her breakfast, her usual lunch and snacks and so forth. But instead of milk, I gave her water, or I would give her fruit juice. Another thing that helped her is mineral oil. I don't know if some of you are aware of this, but mineral oil really, really helps with getting over constipation as well. Another thing that you might want to purchase for that is stool softener. If you don't like the idea of mineral oil, either for yourself or for your child, you can also purchase some stool softener, and that really helps too. Another thing too that helps constipation, and it helped me when I was constipated, when I was going through that a few years ago. I don't get it very often, but there are times when it happens. One thing I did was eat quite a few grapes. I would eat grapes, anything that had a high amount of fiber in it. Some grapes, some strawberries, in addition to the water, and I was trying to get as much rest as I could. I also ate some fiber cereal like All Bran or shredded wheat, but not with all the sugar on it. Just regular shredded wheat. That those kind of those bran cereals, Raisin Bran, those kinds of cereals that are high in fiber. A combination of all of those things, and at and before long, my constipation was gone. So you can save money on, or you can save trips to the, you can save money on an expensive trip to the ER if you just have an idea of how to use different home remedies to solve different problems with your body that are not severe, that are not so severe where you have to go to the ER. Because I think sometimes too we end up going to, we go to the ER, but when we're really our problems weren't really that bad, and it didn't require us to go to the ER. The problem could have been solved with just some remedies. So that's why I put this as a money-saving life skill. Also, I'm going to move on to the next one here, and that is home maintenance skills. And I listed a few here. I'm knowing how to clean your AC filter, how to unclog your toilets and your sinks, patching holes in the walls, painting the walls. There's many other things. It's just so much involved in home maintenance, and so these skills also save you money. Because if you have these skills, you, as I mentioned at the top of the show, you reduce your need to have to call a professional. You won't have to really do that if you would have basic home maintenance skills, just the basics. Now, there are times when you will have to call a professional. That's when things get really out of hand, or problems that you can no longer really do on your own. During those times, yes, a professional will be needed. But just for the minor home maintenance, for an example that I just mentioned, that can really save you money on hiring someone to come out to help with all kinds of different issues with your home. If you can possess some basic home maintenance skills. Another thing I wanted to talk about is the ability to find bargains. That alone is an important money saving skill, and that is a skill that I am still learning to master even now. I'm almost 40, and for the most part, I'm pretty frugal. I don't like to waste money, but I also know that it's a skill I'm always learning new things about frugality and learning how to spot the best bargains. And that's important too, because not everything that retailers will call a bargain is, and that go it really is a bargain, and that goes for the buy one get one free, buy one get this percent off. I found I actually had experience like that when I was buying some clothes for my daughter not too long ago. I the retailer the, supposedly the retailer was offering these clothes on sale, but when you factor in the shipping. The shipping cost, the sales tax, I added all that up, and it turned out it wasn't really a true bargain. So just I thought about that. So just having, just the ability to find really good bargains, it's definitely a money saving life skill. Also, determining your needs from your wants, because that's also related to finding bargains. Because even if you have the ability to find a good bargain, and you know what a bargain is and what it isn't. Even the really good bargains, you don't want to get caught up in buying those in bulk if you know you're not going to use all of that, or you don't want to get so caught up in buying items just for the sake of buying them because they're on sale, knowing that you might not even want it. People in your family might not eat any of the stuff that you buy or wear the stuff that you buy just because it's on sale. It's always important to determine your needs from your wants when shopping. And that's something I plan to pass on to my daughter. We live in a day and time when we just get so we it, it, shopping is now it's not like recreation. Whereas in decades past, we shop mainly because we had to get some things, but not always because we just wanted to have a good time. So, I just want to have a good time. Let's go shop. And just the whole excessive consumerism. Now, I'm not saying that we all become minimalists, because I'm not really an extreme minimalist, not in that sense. So I don't, and no, I don't practice extremely radical frugality, almost to bare bones type living. Not at all. But I think we should not treat shopping as something that we're entitled to, and we just treat it as if like it's a sport. Because when we have that kind of mindset about shopping, even if we're getting bargains, we waste money in the end. That's money that we could have used for emergency savings, money that we could have put away for our kids' college education. That's money we could have used to help other family members who might be going through a tough time financially. For those of us who are Christians, that money could have gone towards ministries that are doing gospel outreach. And so when we think about when I think about all the money that we often waste mindlessly on, mindless shopping, that's what I call it, mindless shopping. We're not even thinking about why we're buying it. We don't know why we want it. It just looks so good to us, so let's buy it. And an important life skill is just being frugal with our finances, being able to find a good bargain. But at the same time, not just buying things just because they're bargains. We should determine our needs from our wants. And I believe that life skill can really save us hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. So the next one is setting boundaries with your kids. Yes, this is a money-saving life skill. And you're probably thinking, what does setting boundaries with my kids have to do with saving money? That's a lot to do with it. For example, you know, these days, many kids, they love their electronics. They like the gizmos, whatever. They all of the hottest clothes, the DVDs, the digital music downloads from iTunes and or Google Play, and all these little things that kids like these days. Or if you go into the store, they see their favorite snacks. They see this really big bag of chips and. Or they may see the frozen pizza, and even though you have no intention of buying frozen pizza, but if you bring your kids in the store, and they say, "I want this, I want this, I want this," or you bring them somewhere and they see a bunch of toys in a drugstore, because most drugstores now have a toy section, and they see something that just grabs their attention, and they may whine or even roll on the floor. You've seen that sometimes when little kids just have these tantrums in the stores. I went through that with my daughter. She doesn't do that often, but there was a time when she did that, and they just go nuts because they see this and that. It's important as parents to not have it, to not raise your kids to feel like they're entitled to everything, that they that you don't want them to think that the money that you spend for them to buy them toys and all to buy certain things is something that you are obligated to do for them every time they ask for it. Because when you become a permissive parent in that sense, where you just keep buying them this, buying them that, then they don't really appreciate what you buy for them. And then they get even more demanding with their requests for the things they want you to buy for them. You end up wasting quite a bit of money, and you start to get resentful of your kids, and then it tears into your relationship with your children. But that problem can be solved just by setting some boundaries, clear boundaries with your kids. For example, if even before you leave with your kids to the store, the mall, or wherever you're gonna go, or a restaurant, you want to let them know beforehand, when we walk in the store, don't ask for this, don't because I'm not gonna we're not gonna buy extra toys, we will not buy extra snacks, and if you ask for the answer, it's just gonna answer will be no, and whether you like that or not, I have a grocery list and we're sticking to that, and we don't need to buy such and such. This is the only thing we're gonna buy. That's what's on the list. And you have to learn to be able to put up with the kids whining. It can be hard because they tug at your heartstrings with their crying and their begging and their pleading and all of that. But you will save a lot of money as a parent over the years if you would just learn to set boundaries with your kids as far as their requests. And there are times when telling your kids no is a good thing. It's a good thing because it teaches them the importance of patience. It teaches them delayed gratification. We live in a time when everything, just about everything, comes to us, everything is coming to us instant. We have instant messaging, instant emails. You have apps that download to your phone in no time. And when kids see all of this, they just don't learn to wait. They don't know what it means to be patient. They don't know what it means to delay their impulses for something that would be more meaningful. And you as a parent want to teach this to them, and you can save money in the process. So for that reason, I put setting boundaries with your children as a money-saving life skill. And with that said, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back and do some more of our money-saving life skills. Okay, welcome back. I'm the Hipster Mama, and in the next segment, we're just gonna do some more money saving life skills. And so now I'm gonna start off with doing your own hair and nails. Now, I do go to the hairdresser. I don't do it very, very frequently, but it's just one thing that I wish I had learned to do a little bit more efficiently. That it would be to I wish I had been a little more creative and learning how to do different hairstyles on my own, because there's certain styles that I can do, but then there's many many other styles that I don't do the best job with, and so I would just urge parents, if you have fall of parents, it's something that you want to, I think if there's any life there's a there's one life skill that you want to pass on to your children in addition to the ones that I've mentioned over the past two segments and on a podcast, that would be to really to incorporate the life skill of hairstyling, cutting hair, because it could save you quite a bit of money on hairdresser expenses. Some hairdressers can be expensive, but what I meant to say is expenses. Hairdressing is expenses are the price of going to the barber every few weeks. You can actually shave off costs of that just by learning how to do your own hair and nails. Now, for my nails, I do my own pedicures. I don't worry about manicures too much because I always have my hands into something, and dirt gets on my under my nails practically every day. Because when you're a mom, you're involved in messy play. In this case, dirt is always under my hands,
by underneath my nails by the time the day's over with, because we're always outside during the day, so I don't really worry about the manicures all that much. As long as I clip them when I need to and file them down and make sure the cuticles are okay, I don't bother to put nylon. I don't really think about putting polish on my fingernails, but I do my own pedicures, and it has saved me quite a bit of money. And so I would just urge you to learn different ways so that you can style your hair without having to go to the hairdresser. If you're a parent and you do an excellent job with hairstyling, it would be great if you can just pass that along to your children so that they can be more, a little more self-sufficient in that area, so they won't have to spend so much money on a salon and having to go every few weeks. They can just stay home and do it themselves. And thanks to YouTube videos, blogs, and the fashion magazines, style magazines, it is now possible for all of us now to be able to create these styles on our own and do a great job with it. Another really good money saving life skill is keeping your home organized. Now, this ties in with home maintenance, but what I mean by keep your home organized, I'm specifically talking about decluttering. Yes. I'm just giving an example. And those I recently I cleaned out my refrigerator. I went out and decluttered the refrigerator and gave it a deep cleaning. And some things that I thought we didn't have in our pantry, I'm thinking that I had to go to the store to get a few things, just some new items to get for the pantry. But after decluttering and deep cleaning the refrigerator, I found everything from a dozen of eggs to peanut butter. I found spaghetti sauce. I mean, just stuff that I didn't know that was in there. But I had so many things in the refrigerator that was covering. In other words, it was just covering all the things that I thought I had to go to the store and buy. It was already there in the refrigerator. It was just a matter of me organizing and deep cleaning my refrigerator and getting rid of the stuff that was either expired or that we weren't really eating all that much or drinking all that much anymore, and getting rid of that. And the same thing could go for clothes. You might be telling yourself, well, I don't have such and such pair of shoes. I don't have a really good maxi dress to go with this shirt. But I just urge you to just go through your closet and do an entire decluttering. You'll be amazed at what you will find, and you might even find some outfits that you can repurpose and create a whole different outfit altogether. So decluttering can definitely save you money. And also, I want to mention, and I'm gonna move on to the next skill, and that is understanding how loans and credit cards work. This is another money-saving life skill, because when I'll just share a story here. When I was in college, I got my first credit card, and a mistake that I made was just assuming that that the money that was on this credit card was just like a windfall, like free money. So I literally maxed out that card, and some years after that, I struggled to pay that down. It was really, really bad, and so. And as a result, I ended up wasting a lot of my income that I could have used for something much better. But instead, that money ended up going towards debt, trying to eliminate debt. And so once again, if you're a parent and you have a teenager especially, and they're getting ready to go to college, or if they're in trade school now and they're getting ready to start their first job, you want to have even before they move out on their own, especially before they move out, you want to have a very detailed conversation that where you are teaching them how credit works, talking to them about the credit scores, their credit history, where they can pull up their credit reports, talk to them about low interest credit cards and the dangers of maxing the cards out and not paying down the debt. Just remember to talk to them about bankruptcy. All of those things, some of the kinds of bankruptcy is definitely a consequence of managing your credit poorly. Bankruptcy can result from that. So that's another thing you want to talk about. So if you're a parent, that's one money saving life skill that you want to talk to your child about, and that is understanding credit and loans. Also, discourage your child from taking out personal loans, payday loans, even student loans. It's amazing that nowadays we don't even have to. For a lot of different careers nowadays, and I think about doing an episode on this at some point, but it's amazing that for a lot of today's careers, unless you want to be an engineer, doctor, lawyer, nurse, if you want to be a teacher, if you want to work in higher education, or maybe even work in a political sphere or nonprofit work or something along those lines. But other types of careers, for example, creative, a lot of the creative careers don't really require a degree anymore, not even a 4-year degree. You can, or even a 2-year degree. There's websites like Udemy, Coursera, and Teachable that offer affordable online courses on just about any type of skill that you can actually make money from. So you don't even need the student loans. You won't even need a 4-year degree. So that's not, if you're a parent, you want to pass that along to your child as well, especially if they are preteens or teenagers getting ready to leave high school. You want to offer that option to them as well. Just have them think about that. Something to consider. Because you want to talk to them about just some of the dangers of excessive student loan debt and how it can take maybe 10 or even 15 or even more than 15 years for some people to even pay off that student loan debt. And it's like it's a slave master. If you think about student loan debt, it is a modern day slave master. And you want to emphasize that to your children when you talk to them about these things when it comes to credit and loans. Make sure you really talk about what can happen with student loans and how it can hinder your plans to start a family. It can hinder your plans to buy a home. It can hinder many other things. And it's for some people, it has caused depression. It has caused anxiety. And all of this as a result from excessive student loan debt that could be very hard to get rid of, especially if after you graduate from college, you're not able to find a career in which you studied for. So that's another thing to think about. And so personal finance and financial literacy altogether, and understanding finances properly, that is especially credit and as far as financial responsibility regarding loans, no matter what kind of loans they are, that is definitely a money-saving life skill. And the next one I'm going to mention is tied into the one that I just talked about. But another money-saving life skill is knowing how to find creative ways to make extra money when your regular income is not covering the bills. In other words, when your regular income is not enough. Sometimes there may be times when you may have to take a pay cut from your regular job. You may experience a job loss altogether, or it could be where the boss hasn't given you a raise in quite a few years, and now you're struggling to pay bills with the regular income that you have. Well, you can save money and avoid having to take out a payday loan or personal loan or anything like that, just from knowing how to do the side hustle, if you will. Knowing how to find creative ways to earn extra money when your regular income is not covering the bills like you would want. And so a while back, I mentioned different side hustles that you can do, but so I'm not going to get too heavily into that on this episode, but I'll just mention a few. There's freelance writing. You can buy some items cheap and sell them for a little bit more on eBay or even on Craigslist. There's starting a YouTube channel. You can do that. That's actually a good way of doing passive income. There's podcasting. You can do that. That's passive income right there. You can also do some telecommuting jobs for major companies and work from home. A lot of times these companies hire workers to work as call center representatives, virtual assistants, data entry workers, bookkeeping, that kind of work, customer service rep. And more and more companies are hiring people to work from home to do these positions. So that's another way to earn extra money. You can have a garage sale. There's a variety of ways. It's just a matter of taking stock of what your skills are and being resourceful with your side hustle, where you can be efficient and make time for it. In fact, make time for your side hustle so that you can maximize your profits in the event you come across hard times regarding your regular income and now you need extra income. Because that skill alone can really save you money, and it can keep you from having to take out
unnecessary payday loans. And that's the whole issue altogether, as far as payday loans and how they just get over on people with that. But I don't want to go into that. That's not what this episode is about. But if you can find different side hustles in addition to your regular job, any event times get hard with your regular job, or if you lose that job, your main job, you can always have some other way to earn money. Also, so now with that said, I'm going to go to the next one, and that's knowing how to entertain yourself and your family for free. Now, you can save money this way, and believe it or not, it's not really too hard to do. If you read it in your local newspaper or any local magazines that you that are around in your community, I'm sure that you'll be able to find some kind of free events. Now, you may have to pay for some of the concessions there, or if there's any arts and crafts they may charge for. But as far as the admissions, if it's free admission, that's a good way to entertain yourself for free without having to shove out a whole bunch of money just to entertain yourself. Also, YouTube videos. You'll be amazed probably all the different things, all the different videos that are on YouTube just for entertainment purposes. I mean, there's everything from comedy. You can find documentaries, entire movies. In some cases, you might find a kids programming on YouTube. There's just a lot of times you can sit with your family and watch a vlog, a family vlog of day in the life of. A lot of those types of videos are on YouTube, so that's a and very that's free right there, because most smartphones, they come with, you can download the YouTube app for free, and so that's a free way to entertain yourself. But if you don't want, but if you're concerned that you and your family are getting a little too attached to the screen, you can go outside. You can jump from your porch. You can play tag in the backyard. You can walk around the neighborhood. In fact, my daughter and I did that today. I grabbed a bottle of cold water because it was really hot today. But we walked around the neighborhood for a little bit, and we came back inside. So that's another way to do it. Just knowing how to entertain yourself and your family for free, and that is definitely a money-saving life skill. And with that said, we're going to take another break, and we'll be back. All right, welcome back. I'm the Hipster Mama, and we're going to wrap it up as far as money saving life skills. And in this segment, I'm just going to mention a few more. I really don't have that many. I covered a lot of them, actually. So for the rest of this time, I'm just going to request some messages, some voice messages from all the listeners out there. If you know of any good money saving life skills, you can leave a voice message for my program, and or if you have any ideas for future episodes that you would like me to cover that is related to this, you can also leave a voice message as well. Also, if you know of any money saving life skills that I did not mention here on the episode, also leave a voice message. I would really like to interact with all of my listeners, just to get an idea, just to get your feedback on the episode, and just to see what kind of money saving life skills that you feel are very important. I can also mention it on the next episode, just from just some of your feedback and so on and so on. And with that said, I'm going to end tonight's episode. Once again, if you know of any really good money saving life skills that I haven't mentioned here on tonight's episode, you can leave a voice message, and I'll listen to them, and I'll include it on the next episode. A lot of your comments or any messages that or any voice messages that you may leave. And with that said, I'm gonna call it a night. It's because where I am right now, it's almost 2 a.m. So I'm about ready to go to bed. And until the next podcast, everyone have a blessed night.